This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. We're going to talk to Kenny Grainer, a rancher from North Dakota, a little bit about how cattle producers are faring these days, their trade deals, things happening. Want to continue our conversation from yesterday. We did not get to all the calls. We did not get to all the texts. And so we asked Kenny to come back for another round today. Appreciate the participation from the audience and look forward to the conversation coming up tomorrow. We will be in Grand Forks for the address of Governor Doug Burgum. I guess it's called the State of the State Address. And Dr. Josh Wynn, the president of UND, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, will also be addressing the gathered there tomorrow at the Chester Fitz Auditorium. And the governor will discuss the need to address the state's ongoing workforce shortage. That'll be a topic. The budget legacy fund as well. That is 10:30 tomorrow. Doors open at 9:30. There's a reception following in the lobby at the Chester Fitz Auditorium. If you haven't been to Grand Forks, that's on the campus of the University of North Dakota, 3475 University Avenue in Grand Forks. We will be there tomorrow for that. And we have an interview with the governor after his address that we'll have on Facebook Live for you and parts of Thursday on the show as well. So then Thursday we're in Bismarck for the Energy Generation Conference. So a lot going on this week, and we love it, weeks like that. By the way, if there's something going on, you think, hey, it'd be really cool if What's On Your Mind was there. It could be an association meeting or some kind of a annual event that you want to bring a little more sunshine, too, so folks across the state can hear about. We love getting around the state. We go a lot of different places for a lot of different events and different things and conventions and conferences. And so let us know. We don't want to miss any. We want to be there. You just let us know. Simple as sending me an email, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Or, of course, connect with us on social media or call the show. You can do that as well. Kenny Grainer is back with us. Kenny, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott. Just wrapped up doing chores here at the ranch, and we're grateful to you and your show to give us the opportunity to express our opinion through the Independent Beef Association and U.S. Cattlemen's Association, our opinions on USMCA. So thank you.
We hear a lot from ranchers, and sometimes a little bit of a nuanced position, but I feel as though, you know, those in production agriculture have had a lot of the focus, understandably, given what's gone on weather-wise, price-wise, trade deals and everything else. But beef producers haven't really had that focus from the, you know, the general public. Just not anything intentional, just happens. There's a lot going on. So a good opportunity, you know, when I hear a lot of these things coming in to have the conversation. I want to back up a little bit, and then we'll get to some of the topics that came up yesterday. But just help me understand where prices are at right now and how that, you know, how that compares to past. Because I think that's the issue that I probably hear about more than anything is that, you know, the beef producers are not getting in what many people view as a fair price. One texter earlier said, let's talk prices today. When was the last time we had $1,500 feeder cattle off the cows and when slaughter cows were bringing what stock cows are bringing now?
He's exactly right. You know, the state of the industry right now is not in good shape. I mean, the most cattle producers are operating under their cost margins, and hanging in there and hopeful with this new administration that we were going to get some better trade deals, you know, put into our favor, to help bring up the price, in our industry. It's pretty frustrating. I know I've been going backwards myself since 2015, as well as I know a lot of my neighbors are, with the decline in the cattle markets. We're thinking we might be at the bottom of this deal. hopefully, you know, demand has been high. Of course, we don't get any of that trickle-down effect. I'm going to go back to last summer. You probably heard about the Holcomb Fire down in Kansas where a packing plant had burned up. And overnight, you know, live cattle prices dropped $8 a hundred. And boxed beef skyrocketed up $22. And that was actually, you know, we've asked for an investigation and we're still waiting for those results, but that was unwarranted in a lot of producers' minds. That even drove the market down even farther than it needed to just because of one fire. We handled that keel ratio the following week and an additional 9,000 head of cattle from year prior. So again, you know, there was discussion about packer concentration. That's what these big four packers can do. But yes, you know, the market is at, I'm hoping that we're seeing at the bottom of this market trend right now. And hopefully with the demand and hopefully the packers will start sharing in some of these profits because they were bringing in, averaging about $300 a head profit. They went from that to $500 to $700 a head. And none of that was trickling back down.
So do you, I mean, you think there's market manipulation going on here? You think there's something that is, you know, not being done above board? That there's, you know, whatever collusion or price fixing or, you know, the Holcomb situation points you in that direction?
Well, clearly there was something going on. That's why it was requested, and the Secretary of Ag has been asked to investigate, and we're waiting for the answers. But with the cold storage that we have in the country, the cold storage that is sitting out in the seas, floating around, there was no reason for box beef to jump $22 a box and for them to kill the market on live cattle because we have the capability of killing the amount of cattle that we were killing. You know, of course, at that time, we had to divert a lot of these cattle, but the kill places were available. And in the producer's mind, that was all unwarranted. It should have been nothing more than a blip, and it turned into a crash. And so the producer got hurt, as well as the consumer.
Besides, you know, the concern over the four big meat packers, is there any other way to combat, you know, the price situation? Obviously, one more markets, right? Because then there's a bigger demand. So obviously, more trade deals, including beef, would be an easy one. But anything else you can point to?
Well, you know, definitely if we're forced, as cattle producers, if we're forced to take imports, you know, there's no doubt that we need to find export markets. But we've went inside these numbers. We've looked at what imports do to the domestic price. You know, currently we're exporting $2 billion worth of beef and cattle to Canada and Mexico, but yet we're importing over $4 billion worth of cattle and beef. Now, these big four are able to manipulate the domestic market. Like I had said yesterday, a increase in supply will impact the price by 1.5 to 2%. So,
Help me understand why there's a $4 billion import from Canada coming. Is it demand? Do people want, where would the market be for that amount of beef from Canada?
Well, they're bringing that amount of beef into the U.S. Currently, we're not 100% efficient, and most cattle producers want to become that, but we are being held back in a sense by these imports to expand our operations to meet what we need. And we would love to see imports stop, but they're using imports to control the domestic price. But, those numbers are within USDA. I mean, everybody can find it. Everybody can see it. And that's, you know, at the end, and then again, at the very least, if we're going to be subjected to these imports, let the U.S. cattle producer label his product. Now, we've had that talk yesterday on you can do it yourself. you know, we're not opposed to producers becoming the producer, the processor, the packer, the marketer of his or her product. And in fact, we like to see it, but not everybody can do that. Now, we also have other niche markets that we can get into that we simply sell our cattle into, and these are niche markets that I myself get into, along with even some of my neighbors, that will bring us a premium. But what we're trying to do with the U.S. product label is to raise that base price, because when you're in a niche market, you always have to come back to a base price. And that's, you know, what is commonly being sold at your market locally. So what our goal is to distinguish our product and allow the consumer choice, create demand for that product, which would bring our base price up, which in return will even raise the price on niche market.
And it's also going to lower Canadian imports because there's going to be less demand. You're going to fill that demand. Makes sense. Our questions, comments for Kenny. Welcome. We'll do that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you part by the University of Mary. And if you are a working adult that wants to further your education, look for solid value for your money. You need flexible programming options that are affordable, right? And you want them from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. Listen up. University of Mary is here, and they have flexible, affordable. That means something at the University of Mary. It really does. Flexible is choosing your program mode. It also means Watford City, Bismarck, Fargo, many locations and campuses as well. You marry worldwide, Rome, for that matter. Programs for working adults, online, on-site, blend of the two. You choose the right fit for you, so the flexibility is certainly there. The affordability side, costs that are truly competitive. Transparency, no hidden fees. A lot of times, tuition's locked in. At the University of Mary, support means the faculty are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. Bottom line here, University of Mary, value means a world-class education at affordable price. Find out yourself at umary.edu/online. Back with Kenny Grainer, rancher south of Mandan, talking about the beef market right now and tough times for ranchers. We have a bunch of calls waiting, so let's get to some of these folks that have questions too, Kenny. Russ, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Morning. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
We can. Just turn your radio down and listen to us off the phone. It'll be a bit easier to...
Sure.
Yep.
Yep. I hit the wrong button there. Sorry. No, I was just going to say, we in agriculture, we're not making the end product that's in the grocery store. We're providing the raw materials. So going back to the labeling from yesterday, if we're not making the end product, we can't put a label on it.
Can't meaning it's not physically possible for us to do it.
Right. There's nothing we can label. But when we sell calves in the fall, we sell to a feed yard. The feed yard finishes them. They sell them to a packer. The packer's making the hamburgers in the States that end up in a grocery store. Well, they don't get labeled until they get from the packer, or the packer's the one that labels them.
Do either of you know what percentage of beef is sold? You know, okay, I buy that in the supermarket, take it home, put it on the barbecue grill, versus sold to, my favorite steakhouse so I can buy a ribeye. How much goes to the big peddlers to the restaurants versus the grocery store?
I don't know that, Kenny.
Yep. No, there's no doubt that the restaurant industry has grown bigger, and a lot of that product is moving through the restaurant industry. So through the grocery chain, I would think, I don't have the numbers, and don't quote me on this, but I think the numbers have fallen what's going through the grocery store, because the restaurant industry has really grown. It seems like just about everybody eats out at least once a day, if not even more.
And there are labels not going to matter, right? I mean, you send a bulk of beef to a restaurant, the person that grabs the menu is not going to know. There you almost need a relationship with the restaurant or whatever.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up, Scout, because that's where... in the WTO court case, that's why we lost, is that we didn't go far enough and go far enough in the retail industry to show where the product was from. So it's actually what you just stated, our first original mandated cool didn't go far enough. And it was actually a talking point of the WTO.
So, but Russ, Russ, your point is we can't do it. So don't say, hey, it's on you, because we can't do it because we're not the ones selling it in the supermarket. Let me ask you this. I asked Kenny this yesterday. You know, obviously there's a difference of opinion among cattle producers. Some think it's, we lost WTO. It's done. It's over. It's not going to make that big a difference anyway. Let's move on. Let's find another way to do this and improve our situation. How do you bring cattle producers together in your mind, Russ? People that think differently than you on this, how do you convince them?
Is that for Kenny or for me?
That's for you, Russ.
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to bring up one more point, is these packers, where we're put at a disadvantage as American producers, is these packers bring in imported beef from Canada and Mexico at a cheaper price. They run it through their packing packer and label it as U.S. beef when it's never been U.S. beef. They can do that, put a U.S. label on imported beef and run it through their packing plant, and then they sell it to the grocery stores as U.S. beef when it's never been U.S. beef. It wasn't born and raised here. That's where we're put at the biggest disadvantage.
Another packer issue. You agree with that, Kenny?
Yes, I do. And getting to your point, what do we do to get producers supporting it? It's these talk shows, Scott, that you put on. We need to get producers more invested in spending that time and calling in and expressing their opinion, joining those organizations that truly believe looking at imports versus exports, how they are used, and bringing a meaningful, truthful, transparent label to the consumer.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate the call. I have a great deal of empathy for ranchers and not having enough of a voice in this, and also the fact that I can't get my arms around what the best solution is because, you know, I hear from both sides pretty much equally, that have the right approach. So I agree. I think the more discussion there can be to have a consensus to say this is what we need and we need it now, here's the idea as an industry, and the one component is, you know, let's find out if we got a problem with those packers, and two, what's the best way to market? Three, that, you know, the trade deals make a lot of sense. So I'm certainly willing to help any way we can there. Nathan and Medina, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
This is Jason Schmidt from Medina.
Oh, okay. I don't know how they got Nathan, but Jason, Nathan, go ahead.
Well, I got a bit of a cold these days, so maybe he misunderstood it. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. Just dealing with the weather like everybody else this winter, but listening to your discussion here the last day or two, I always thought a lot of Kenny and his passion for the industry. I just wish we could focus and get on the same page because I'm probably one of those fellas that's on the other side of some of this, and I think we all have the want out there to make this better for everybody long term. But I think you guys are always focusing on the wrong enemy. We're always fighting from within. And to answer Scott's question, how do we rally together? I think we got to look at the real opponent out there, and it's competing proteins. Everywhere you look nowadays, we're looking at fake meat and advertisements and stock prices and the consumers talking about changing eating habits and vegan diets. Chicken can outproduce us, and pork, you know, on a per-pound basis, they're hard to compete with. So we need to differentiate our product. And I just get so frustrated when we start fighting amongst ourselves and not looking at the big picture. And I'd really like you to refocus your energies. Maybe now's the time for another Northern Plains premium beef run, like we had 20 years ago. If you guys aren't happy with the situation the way it is, create your own entity where we can kill our own cattle and be a part of a cooperative.
Value-added chain has solved a lot of problems in agriculture in North Dakota, I'll tell you. Thanks.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People is reporting that Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa made an agreement years ago never to fly together on a helicopter. Bryant and the couple's 13-year-old daughter were killed Sunday morning in the crash of a chopper in California. The former basketball superstar having said in interviews that he began using helicopters to avoid traffic. Meanwhile, the late superstar Bryant is heading to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo saying this morning that the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. President Trump's impeachment trial resumes this afternoon. Yesterday, one of his lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, said the articles of impeachment against Trump don't meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on good.
AJ Thompson and Sons, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, and if you're running a business and you're looking at that bottom line and saying, I don't like all those numbers that are inching up there on my maintenance side here, and I'm having to, you know, replace this and do that. You need a link service contract with the folks from H.A. Thompson and Sons. This is working for 1,000-plus buildings now. When we started talking about that, half of folks were in that camp, and it just is growing and growing and growing. They have operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. So they're near you, and they're doing this all over the Northern Plains. There is a great little video at hatandsons.com that will give you the kind of 411 on how this works if you want to check it out, or just give them a call at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Their website again, hatandsons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, finishing our conversation, Jason and Medina and Kenny. Jason is calling. Kenny's our guest. Two things I want to follow up here with you, Jason. One, you're saying we're fighting the wrong opponent. We ought to be fighting competing protein. And I want your take on that, Kenny. Is Jason have a point there?
Yes, he does. He has a very, very good point. The one thing is consumer confidence is what we want to keep high, so that they don't walk over and pick up that poultry or that pork product. And through a truthful and transparent label, because if you bring in an imported product and it's labeled product of the U.S. and they have a bad experience and it wasn't product in the U.S., you're going to end up lowering your confidence in that product. I agree wholeheartedly that, yes, our competing proteins are poultry and chicken. Now, I do love your idea about taking another run at another packing facility here in the state. And I know I, along with all of the other producers, would glad to work with you, Jason, and the other producers that are out there. I think we should take a shot at it, and I think we have a great opportunity. We've got a good legislature. We've got a good ag department that would help us promote product in North Dakota, could get us into that export market.
Makes some sense. Now, the other, what did you call that? The Northern Plains? What was it? Remind me, Jason, what you were talking about there. That basically it's a packing plant that was here, correct?
It was a fun drive 25 years ago. That was, you know, trying to get producers on board of a cooperative idea to build their own packing plant. But it fell by the wayside when instead of one, there was two proposed, and it was just too daunting. And I mean, in this day and age, I don't know if it would fly, but when I see all the energy that Kenny and some of his friends are putting into this, I do think that would be more productive, and I think people would get behind it. We closed a few plants a few years ago, and then you can label stuff, you know, when you have your own niche market. But I just get tired of you know, railing on the system we have that's gotten us this far, because in my opinion, without the checkoff and the system that we've developed with corn-fed beef and exporting our premium product around the world and to the coasts in our own country, I don't believe we'd have an industry today if it wasn't for the changes that we made back in the 80s after the war on red meat began in the 70s.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, there's some things that North Dakotans could do a little better. Again, just sort of an awareness campaign. I mean, I saw a study the other day that 1 in 4 Americans say they cut back on eating meat last year. You know, and this is the kind of stupidity that I would love to counter as smart North Dakotans. I mean, you ask me, beef built generations of resilient men and women from North Dakota. You think about no beef, there might not been of, you know, Laura Ingalls Wilder and many others, right? I mean, the protein and what that built and how they were able to do that. I mean, my goodness. So, but, you know, 23% of Americans.
That's a good example. I got a couple of kids in college right now, and I get more questions from them on how to answer questions from their fellow college mates or sports figures at their schools that are asking questions and about, you know, all this fake news about the climate and cattle affecting it, and asking about vegan diets and whatnot. And I just think we're missing the boat here. We're feuding amongst ourselves for the small things, and we're missing the big picture. It's like the old adage, you can't see the forest for the trees. And I think we're such a small population anymore in agriculture and in ranching in particular. We have to focus our energies to defeat the ones that are out to get us, and not be, you know, pointing and looking at each other the entire time.
Jason, appreciate your call. Thank you for that. I have a lot of calls waiting, so I'm going to get through these. I haven't even had a chance to look at the text here. So we'll keep rolling. Dwight and Hoff for Kenny Grainer. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, guys. I was just going to mention a couple points about labeling and packer concentration. Teddy Roosevelt started the GIPSA rule back in the 20s because of packer concentration, which was taking advantage of producers at that point, and it's gotten a lot worse with the profits they're making now. We need the packers. The packers need to make money. It's a huge industry, and back in 2003, when BSE came about, Canada came down here and had a couple meetings I attended, and they vowed never to be in the position they are now to rely on us to process their cattle, because they didn't have enough kill capacity in their country. And as soon as they got that board, they had proposals of many packing plants that they were going to put on the deal, and they were going to be producer owned. And when that happened, they have less kill capacity today than they did then. They're relying on us again to kill a lot of their cattle. And we're at a deficit of 2.8 million when you look at NAFTA, comparing Canada to and Mexico to us, and that's about 8.5% of our slaughter. So we have some issues. I agree with Jason and Kenny that, yes, we need smaller packing plants and more of them, and producer-owned. And Scott, to your point, I think if we had a packing plant in North Dakota and we could get some of that restaurant chain, you know, to buy from that our packing plant here, I think that would be huge. It would be a huge deal, but it's money that a lot of producers don't have to invest. But, you know, maybe there's a fundraising deal should start. I think that's good, you know. The cool thing right now, all our product going to, like, China is labeled, Scott and Kenny. It's all labeled going over there. They have more information about the meat they buy. It's labeled whether it's born, raised, and processed here, whether it has come from Canada and then fed here and processed here, or Mexico, or shipped directly here and processed. They know all that on their label. And we don't provide that to our consumer. And I think, you know, if we went back to and look at 14 when we had labeling, you know, the people were making $1,500 to $1,800 a head, and now they're making $900 to $1,000 a head. And our costs have done nothing but go up, and we need to look at these issues, and we just need to get together and work on them, I think, and see what we can do to fix some of the problems we have and get more of the money back in the producer's hands. The price of the meat in the store hasn't gone down. It's still where it was, or it's actually gotten a little higher.
Kenny, are you familiar with what Dwight had talked about with Teddy Roosevelt and the gypsy rule?
Yep. No, that's exactly right. He did at that time. There was, I believe, six packers that were controlling the market, and it was only 50% of the market they were controlling. And he stepped in and broke them up. So yeah, and started the Packers and Stockyard Act, which currently now keeps getting defunded, which is, you know, not good for our industry. And we've always fought to continue the funding for the Packers and Stockyard Act. And somehow we end up getting beat up and we lose funding for specific areas where they can investigate.
Well, my wheels are turning with the Teddy Roosevelt connection to North Dakota and, the Packer Operation Medora that was part of how it was named Medora. And, you know, maybe there's some tie here. One texter says maybe legacy funds should be used to help build a North Dakota State packing plant. You know, I love the idea of using the legacy plant for legacy projects. That are matches, that's how it was used, $50 million, I guess just the interest on $50 million, to leverage $150 million for the library that will help raise the stature of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park from one of the lowest attended national parks to much higher. That's what we want to do. That's a box checked. You know, it's infrastructure. This could be infrastructure too. So I don't know. I think that conversation is worth, having as well. Let's go here to who's next. Harold and Reeder is next. Go ahead, Harold, for Kenny Graner.
Good morning. I've read that the deregulation in the commodity markets that occurred during the Clinton years and the Georgie Porgie Bush boy years has resulted in the speculators in the commodity markets to be able to move and drive the markets. Are there any investigations ongoing that are focusing on this problem?
Currently, no. None that I have heard of. And of course, the commodity futures trading is big. I know we've done a lot of sit-down meetings with the CME, trying to figure out better ways of utilizing the commodity or the futures market as a tool, because it hasn't been working. You know, the ability to hedge your cattle, you know, to lock in profits or lock in break even has been difficult. But as far as any investigations going on, I don't think there is.
Well, maybe there should be. I've read that they were the cause of the $145 crude oil here a few years back. And I think that possibility when they had your fire down there in the packing plant here earlier, that in order to see an abrupt shift in the pricing for the boxed beef as well as the cattle, I don't see how the packers can do that independently. It is bad to be that hands of the speculators, wouldn't it?
The speculator a lot of times is the packer. They're the ones that can probably buy the biggest amount of shares. So you say the packer is a speculator too. I mean, they're trying
to. It's a productive conversation, Harold. Thanks. I got to go to a break. Hang on, Kenny. We'll talk some more on the other side of the break. There is a bit of legislation that's being talked about in D.C. as well. Senator Hovind mentioned yesterday we can talk about that. And I also need to give you some breaking news on the coronavirus. China is evidently spurning the CDC from coming to
China. Did you
China.
Procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project, and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel.
offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
ELO. I know it's ELO. Say it ain't so, it's ELO. Electric Light Orchestra, Don't Bring Me Down. I should wear a shirt that says that. You know, I know it wouldn't work like when I'm looking at Adam Schiff on the TV.
Right.
He does bring me down. But it would work at least with people I'm talking to. Like,
yeah.
If you're planning on bring me down, just don't even talk. Don't even, I don't want to go there. Fascinating conversation we're having today with Kenny Grainer, who's a cattle producer south of Mandan. And, you know, for better than a year, I would say on a regular basis, I'm hearing feedback on this issue on both sides. You know, some like labeling, some don't, but all agree we got to do something. And I think today and yesterday has proven that we do have to do something. And we're certainly willing to be part of that voice. I'm going to be inviting Senators Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum to a, we'll call it a cattle conclave. How about that? Some little gathering where we invite producers and we take some questions and just kind of brainstorm a little bit, because I think we got some work to do here for sure. Let's get Todd in here for a moment, and then we'll go to some text for Kenny. Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Yes, Sean Buick, GMC.com. Powers what's on your mind, your home. The warranty is for a lifetime, and everybody's been telling me about, you know, that tailgate. If you haven't seen how they redid the tailgate on the Sierra 2020 and the 2020 HDs are out too, you've got to check those out. If you're stuck at work or something, just get online, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, here we go. Kenny, yes, just a ton of text here. I'm going to have to go through these one by one. This one I'll answer for you. Were the Bidens involved in the meatpacker fire crash? Yeah, that's funny. That's humor. That's humor, ladies and gentlemen. We like a little humor every now and then on the program. Ask Kenny, if the Packers are so profitable, why doesn't IBAN members go together and build a packing plant to capture some of that value?
That takes millions of dollars. And then, of course, you know, the way the depressed market is today, our bankers would probably laugh at us.
You'd have to have that conversation for sure. On the long view. Texture says, when that packing plant burned down, were the remaining packing plants in the USA able to still meet the demand in the USA? You said rather quickly, I think, right?
Yeah, rather quickly. Within the week, they were actually killing 9,000 head a day than the year prior. So, I mean, they consumed them. It was not an issue.
According to Jason, back to our call from Medina, Americans aren't worthy of premium beef. Only the export market is. We have a cheap food policy in the U.S. Corn and bean guys are subsidized at every level of production and are eligible for additional payments anytime they begin to feel a little pain. There are no such safety nets for the cattle guys. I commend IBAN for working on market-based solutions, not begging for handouts.
That's true. We've never gone and asked for subsidies. It's always, you know, looking inside the numbers and looking what trade does and what truth and transparent labeling would bring us.
My previous favorite text of the day was the Biden one, but this one now wins. The West wasn't won on salad. Thank you very much. This is why we need to fight this battle, folks. This is why we need to fight this battle. Don't just think, you know. Okay, but we did have cool prices. We're the highest on record.
When we did have cool,
yeah.
I think what he's getting at is when cool was mandated at the time, we were receiving record high prices. Well, there's three reasons why that market achieved what it did that year. Number one, we had a small cow herd because of drought in the South. We had a currency, the U.S. dollar had devalued considerably. And, of course, our beef then was on sale globally when it come to export markets. And number three, we had truthful and transparent labeling at the time.
All right. Let's see what's next here. I am a consumer. I agree something needs to be done. All right. Good for you. Maybe a legacy fund should be used to help build a ND state packing plant. We're getting a few of those. Have you participated at all, Kenny, in any of the I don't know exactly what they're calling, but there's sessions, basically listening sessions on, you know, ideas from taxpayers on how the legacy funds ought to be used. Have you guys have you seen those at all?
No, we haven't, but we would sure like to get involved in that because, you know, with the legacy fund, that's a great idea. I know we have a state mill and elevator. We have a state bank, all of them generating revenue, bringing back money to the state. Great way to sell North Dakota beef, either locally, domestically, or internationally. That'd be a great idea. And hopefully we can attend some of these meetings.
We're short on time here, but I do want you to tell me a little bit about this Beef Integrity Act that is being proposed. How much would that help?
What it would do is end the deceptive labeling. Senator Rounds, Senator Thune have introduced this bill, and it's a voluntary law, but it mandates that only product born and raised in the U.S. can carry the product the U.S. label. So this is our pathway forward. First of all, we want to end deceptive labeling that's currently going on. And then we can move forward on trying to get a mandate. So Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, Kelly Armstrong, I hope you're listening. Visit with those guys and support this bill.
Sounds good. Kenny, thanks for doing this, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Good conversation. I think a lot of our cattle producers out there, very important industry. The West was not one on salad. Remember that, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow from Grand Forks for the State of the State.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claus 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.